Han Solo comes out next week, and they have screened it for a handful of people. I guess out in Los Angeles, there were, I don't know how many actual critics were there, but they were allowed to post not specifics about the actual film, just their overall vibe. One said, just got out of Solo, and I'm completely floored. This movie seriously holds up. Edge of my seat the whole time. Had so much fun watching it. Interviewing the stars of the film tomorrow. Blah, blah, blah. Cannot wait. Next guy. It's really, really good. Fun as hell. It's a straight intergalactic heist movie. Kind of refreshing to see a Star Wars movie without a Death Star or the Rebellion's fate at stake. Alden Ehrenreich is super impressive as Han.
Weird.
But Donald Glover steals the movie. Another guy. So much fun. Most fun I've had in a Star Wars movie in years. It's kind of weird. Donald Glover steals a movie. Freaking Donald Glover, man.
Star Wars.
Guys everywhere.
What a run.
Guys everywhere.
I mean, he has the song, the video out right now, the TV show, and now he's going to be the guy in this movie.
Who would have thought it? From Community.
I know. Well, dude,
Beck turned the world on its ear.
I heard TC telling you guys, Bob, that he started out writing for, what was it, 30 Rock?
30
when
Rock.
When he was 22 years old?
I think so.
I mean, he was a kid. And it's taken, you know, 10, 12 years for him to find his footing as far as all these projects go. But
another guy that just wants to be shirtless all the time.
Glover? Hey, why not?
I want to be shirtless all the time. I'll go right ahead.
You need to be shirtless. Let me tell you this. You think Don Nelson is not shirtless at all times
in
Hawaii? Like, just sitting there? What does he need a shirt for? Goes out and looks at the lava that's coming into his neighborhood, you know? He didn't need a shirt.
Lava?
And he doesn't look great.
Checking his pot.
Yeah. You don't need a shirt, man. It's time. It's time to set it free.
I don't know, man. I think I'm a little too uptight for it. Man, let's try. Fire that thing off right now. You're
amongst
friends.
See how comfortable it is without your shirt on.
I think I'm too uptight for it.
And just feel, see how comfortable we'll be when you just fire that thing off and no one's going to say a thing.
You saw
your sacks hanging out the bottom. Keep your pants on.
See, I've already had a bad experience with this.
That's the bottom. We need to keep those on. We're just talking about the shirt. Yeah.
Bottom.
Just talking about the shirt, man.
But the thing about it is, every time I take off the shirt, I want to take off the pants, too.
Well, it's not like Donovan going to the
bathroom. What about the jacket?
Yeah.
Jacket off.
And the jacket off as well.
Okay. How many times have you been nude on this trip?
Here?
Yeah.
Well, several. I've taken a few showers.
Beyond showering.
I had to go pot.
Okay.
I feel like I'm at home here. So if I'm comfortable here anywhere, then I'm going, going Jim Carrey clothes off right when I go pot.
And for those who may not know, may not be that familiar with you, since you don't hang around afternoon drive parts too much.
Right.
He avoids us.
Whenever you go to the bathroom to do that most awful of business, you do, as a practice, get completely nude, right?
Right. In my comfortable surroundings, I'm nude.
Okay.
Following the wishes of his leader, David Robinson.
It's just more freeing, man.
That's right.
You can get more things done.
Well, you and David have a lot in common.
I can see that. I've never bought in, but I can see it.
Just saying. When the house phone was popular, if the house phone rang and you thought you really needed to get it, no wilding. No, are you going to miss it? You just go get up and get it.
Man's got a point.
Yeah, there are some merits there.
The man's got a point.
Now, don't sit down and talk. May ruin a few things.
Right.
So stay hard, Lando Calrissian.
I mean, was there any cooler character when we were kids than Lando?
Man, he kind of was a snitch.
Yeah, I know, but he was cool. Like, you're like, man, this guy won this whole...
He kind of helped him take down Han.
He kind of won this whole thing in a poker game, you know? Like a city. He won a city.
Yeah, winning a city is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's badass. Are you going to see this?
Am I?
I know you are, Donovan.
Okay. I don't know.
You should. You know why? Because it sounds like it's so detached from Star Wars that it's just a movie.
Okay, if that's the case, then yes, I'll go see it.
That, you know, clearly it's about, you know, a familiar face in Han, but it does nothing to do, like that guy said with the reviewer, none of the, I guess the whole synergy of what that thing is built around.
Then I will.
Donnie loves Black Panther.
I am a Donald Glover fan, so yes, I'll go see it.
See, there's another thing that Norm says you love.
Black Panther? Mm-hmm. He's right.
Do you guys remember
boxing?
Boy, boxing's a real indictment.
He's right. I love boxing.
You guys remember stories like this when we were kids? Because I certainly don't, or even adults for that matter. But I've seen it now twice in the last 2 years concerning TV shows. So there is a show over on ABC that was canceled called Last Man Standing. Never watched it. It was Tim Allen of Home Improvement fame.
I watched one episode.
You did?
Yeah.
So it's not good?
No, I watched one, and that was it.
Okay.
Like, what in the – I was looking for Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
To not show his face and all that stuff.
Is he in
stuff.
There?
No.
Okay.
No.
Did you watch Home Improvement?
I did.
Man. Did you, Bob?
I dabbled, but certainly wasn't a viewer of any regularity.
No. That's where Pam Anderson was introduced. Dude.
It's a good show.
She, back before all the surgery and all the ridiculous stuff and Tommy Lee and boat horns and all that and Hep C.
You're basically saying in her day.
I'm basically saying before she became Pam Anderson, she was like the most naturally pretty girl going.
Yeah.
And then they follow that up by having another girl. That was super pretty, too. I can't remember her name.
Brunette, right?
Yeah, yeah. She was a dark-haired gal.
Yeah.
God, but Pam Anderson was awesome.
Kim Dauber?
No, not Pam Dauber.
Yasmeen Bleeth.
No, it wasn't Yasmeen Bleeth. you know, we hadn't talked about this in a while, but I love the scenario because she was actually discovered at a CFL game because she's from Canada, and someone put her on the big screen.
Yep.
They were running like a Molson ad or something like that, and she got put up there with some other fans.
Just fan cam.
Right, and there was some agent or someone that was there.
And they made her the Molson girl.
That found her and plucked her out of whatever she was doing
in
some Canadian town, and she became Pam Anderson. That was it. She never wanted to be a star or anything. It just happened. And I wonder if she looks back now of all the stuff she's gone through, and man, she does not look right. Hollywood has really aged her in a weird way.
She wish she didn't go to that game.
I'm wondering if she thinks about that and says, man, would I have been better off just, you know, marrying Ed the plumber from down the road and having a couple of kids and just living my life instead of now look at this mess. Divorce like 3 times. You know, doing meth with Kid Rock and things like that.
Well, she's probably made a lot of money. She's probably had herself some really fun times.
But the thing is, she has half her life left. And she's not hireable outside of Dante with the Dars. Has she been on there?
Pam Anderson?
Yeah.
Twice.
Dante with the Stars.
Yeah, season 10, she was sixth place.
Of course.
What else?
And then she came back for the All-Star edition.
And in finished in ninth 15. Place.
Oh. No, last place, actually. 13.
Oh, last place.
Yeah.
How
she shouldn't have come back for All-Stars. They did it because of her.
Boots.
Her name?
Yeah.
How'd she look?
You know, I like the original version better.
Yeah. Pretty road hard. Put away wet. Yeah, she's had
mud?
Issues. I don't know about mud.